Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela 27, Tzaneen 28 grade. Die Landdroshof in Roodepoort het die moordsaak teen 6 mans wat beskuldig word van die moord op die Kaizer Chiefs verdediger Luke Vlees tot volgende week uitgestel. Hulle word aangekla van moord, roof, die besit van onwettige vuurwapens en regsverwydeling. Vlees is vroeër die maand tydens 'n mislukte kaping in Johannesburg doodgeskiet. Die saak hervat op die 25ste April. Tshwane se burgemeester Silje Brink sê elektrisiteit en waterinfrastruktuur bly die basis van dienslewering. Die mooi of substansie het in die jongste voorval in die brand geslaan en duisende huishoudings in Pretoria Oos se seer het woensdag sonder krag. Brink sê die probleem moet aangespreek word.
According to the most basic of engineering standards, each substation must have protection equipment that shuts down the electricity supply to those substations if a fire risk occurs. I am as frustrated and angry as residents about the numerous substation fires that we have had to endure.
Die onderhandelings tussen twee strydende taxi-verenigings het weer 'n dooie punt bereik. Geskille tussen die twee verenigings in Soweto oor roetes duur reeds 4 jaar. Maar spanning het onlangs weer opgevlam. Gauteng se LR vir vervoer Kidi Boni Tiali Tlabela.
I am willing not to close the roads because once I bring alternative transport into communities, you run a risk as business that when you are sober and wanting to go back to that community, they will close you out.
Die oorskot van 42 mense wat in 'n busongeluk in Limpopo dood is geïdentifiseer en sal aan hul families oorhandig word. Die ongeluk het op die vooraand van die pas lang naweek plaasgevind Limpopo Gesondheidsdepartement woordvoerder Tili Wali Mowa.
The team comprising members of SAPS Victim Identification Unit and the Forensic Pathology Services will meet on Monday at Mokopane Hospital where they will finalize the packaging of the remains of the deceased to prepare them for repatriation.
Nog nes uit die buiteland. Antonio Guterres, die sekretaris-generaal van die Verenigde Nasies, het opnuut 'n beroep gedoen op onmiddellike skietstilstand in Gaza. Hy het die kwessie gister tydens 'n media-konferensie aangespreek. Die oorlog het in Oktober verlede jaar uitgebreek.
6.5 months of Israeli military operations have created a humanitarian hellscape. Tens of thousands of people have been killed. 2 million Palestinians have endured death, destruction, and the denial of life-saving humanitarian aid, and they are now staring down on starvation.
En die Suid-Afrikaanse aanlyn mode kleinhandelaar Zando het ook die internasionale e-handelsruimte betree met die bekendstelling van Zando Global. Dit is om mee te ding met die Chinese e-kleinhandelaars Shein en Temu. Dit kom te midde van die Amerikaanse e-handelsreus Amazon se bekendstelling in Suid-Afrika later vanjaar. Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour, the Roodepoort Magistrates Court has postponed the case against 6 men accused of the murder of Kaizer Chiefs defender Luke Vlees.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Ooh.
There's
a
tornado.
Redemption passes.